Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, I have to get to the first question here. Is it true that your wife suggested today's topic?
Brandon, it actually is true. I was sitting with my wife, Angela, the other night, and I told her, I said, I'm totally blanking on having a topic for this week's Real Answers. Well, then out of nowhere, literally, she just said, well, how about talking about reopening anxiety? And there it was right there. I think I need to actually make a position for her in my office.
Yeah, very true. So special thank you this week to Angela on getting a great topic for us. And we'll dive right into it. What are we seeing as retailers, offices, et cetera, all reopen as this pandemic appears to be waning?
We're seeing a myriad of responses, I think, from those who continue to only go out in public when it's absolutely necessary, to those who are seemingly back at whatever we would call normal daily living practices. So wherever you may fall on that spectrum, I'm sure you've experienced at least a little hesitation or extra thought about where you're going and how often you need to go to these public spaces as you move about in public a little more freely. So what's happened really is this process of reopening and questioning, you know, is everything okay? Can we get back out there? Actually has brought about another level of anxiety that we've all experienced due to this pandemic. So this whole dynamic of increased awareness, of hesitation, of concern, or even worry is what we're generally terming as reopening anxiety.
Are counselors seeing many people coming into their offices because of this exclusively?
I don't really have any solid numbers at hand to come right out and say, yes, we are seeing that exclusively, but there are definitely people coming to counselors that are dealing with reopening anxiety to some level. I know that people are coming, though, that counselors are having folks coming in and saying that generally the pandemic itself has brought on anxiety. But I think what's really happened in this, the pandemic has become cause for seeking professional or pastoral counseling. But even more so than being the primary reason is that people's concerns and challenges that they had prior to the pandemic have been amplified or made worse because of the restrictions during the pandemic and the uncertainty that existed with the course of this pandemic. So we're seeing significant increases in anxiety and depression cases because of this, you could call it a synergistic effect, in addition to the new cases that are coming in also because of the pandemic and now this reopening process. Again, people are questioning just how safe is it, and because of the kind of a lack of solid answers we seem to get. So that in itself is bringing on additional anxiety.
So short of making an appointment with a counselor, what can people do to cope with the process of getting back into life?
It's important to do what you can to pay attention to the facts as best as possible. Now, I know that's tough. I realize it can be very hard with all the spin and the propaganda that just really seems to be permeating the mainstream media these days. But some things to remember include, number one, God has been and will be in control throughout this and other situations in the future to come. The pandemic definitely wasn't a surprise to him. And to continue to allow this uncertain time to draw you closer to God and allow him to identify those areas of your faith that could use a little strengthening. So that is definitely something that we all need to be mindful of. And number two, just continue to use some common sense that actually isn't specific to this pandemic, that if you're ill, if you're sick, you're battling a flu or a cold or whatever, do what you would normally do, which is stay home, try to isolate yourself as much as you can from your loved ones, wash your hands more frequently, disinfect surfaces more frequently, and if you can, sleep in another room until your symptoms have abated. So again, those tips right there are not specific to coronavirus. And number three, if you feel comfortable removing your mask in public, go for it. Most places have relaxed their mask mandate rules. However, remember, stores have the right to actually refuse you service if they publicize via printed notices on their doorways or other places, either in the store or on their website, that masks are required. And if you choose not to wear one, you may be asked to leave the store. But even with that said, keep in mind your Christian witness. As you handle these types of situations, that if a store really is asking you to wear a mask, then let them be able to call those shots. It is their store, it is their property, and we really need to be willing to do that. Number four, remember too that many have had the vaccine, and I'm not going to get into whether or not somebody should get it, but public health officials are telling us that this vaccine is working. and that the numbers that are being reported as far as new cases and deaths are significantly lower than they have been during other times in this pandemic, and those numbers continue to drop, which is all very good news. So keeping these things in mind, not allowing your fears to get the best of you, can really help you get back out there.
Any final thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. Remember that part of healthcare is what you're doing to take care of your spirit and your mind. Stay tight with your church family, stay in the study of the Word, and get outside, enjoy our summer weather, because Brandon, as we know, it goes pretty fast around these parts.
Well, once again, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.